Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. Come explore downtown with some amazing free events through Downtown Houston Plus, like the Market Square Park Farmers Market that happens every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the city's original open-air marketplace on 301 Milam Street. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Hey, y'all. Continuing with our week of all things love and relationships, we're here to give you some of the best ways to spend your Valentine's Day. Joining me is our very own culture contributor, Antrichelle Dorsey. It's February 7th, 2023. I'm Dina Kispit, and here is what Houston's talking about today. Antrichelle! Hello.
What's up? Hey, bestie.
Are you ready to talk all the hot spots people should check out on B-Day, Valentine's Day?
I sure am. I'm just going to hit you with a few of them, but there's so many more.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so I want to kind of like break it down into a little bit of categories. Hit it off with where a group of ladies can go and celebrate Galentine's Day.
Okay, ladies, if you looking for a fun, sexy Galentine's Day, I gotta let you know the exotic men of Houston will be in town at the Playhouse. They told me that they bringing the stiffness back into the city. That's right, the hard bodies. They going to be bumping and grinding, all kind of stuff.
Making me blush.
I was blushing when they sent it to me. I said, oh, okay. All right, y'all. So they want all the ladies in Houston to come to the Playhouse. And that's going to be at February the 11th at the Playhouse. Or listen, Carter Crazy will be there. Quiet Chaos will be there.
Oh, okay.
Now, if anybody named Quiet Chaos, I'm nervous because ain't nothing quiet about a chaos, amen?
Right. Oh, my God.
They got a car service. They have drinks and hookah.
Wow.
I said, oh, they just need you to come to the place with your ones. Don't forget, you got to bring ones when you come to this establishment. Okay?
What if you don't want to do that? What else can you do?
I mean, you could, if you don't, okay, now that's just on the extreme kind of things. You know, I just kind of like, I have to hit you with the heat first.
You got to take it. Yeah, always.
I got to hit you with the heat. First. Yeah. Now, another thing that you ladies can definitely do is take salsa classes.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
Yes, salsa classes at the Post. They are every third Thursday. That's a good way to go. And if you don't have a partner, they can also have one there for you. So that's another great thing that you could do in the city for the ladies with Galentine.
Mm.
But then I just thought about, okay, maybe you don't want to do salsa dancing because you have to have male counterparts. So probably not. But you guys should have an in-house Galentine's Day event with fun games and chocolates dipped by Lisa. I have to tell you about these chocolates dipped by Lisa. Ooh. She has a smorgasbord of chocolates galore. Now, I'm not a chocolate person, but when I tell you her chocolate-covered strawberries are the truth, her double-dipped chocolate fudge Oreos will make you forget about everything in life.
Wow.
And don't forget about her dipped chocolate pretzels. And I know it sounds simple, but my God, it's something about the way she does the chocolate that makes it so good. I was like, I bought a big platter for my husband's birthday party and it was gone. And I saw
wow.
all of her. Yeah. We all were fighting for it. So then when I saw the stuff for that she had for Valentine's Day, I said, oh, yeah. I went on ahead and put my order in now. I put my order in early.
You know, the other thing I was seeing is while you're on the topic of Post Houston, they're having a Galentine's Day pop up.
Shut up. I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. I did not know Post was having a Galentine's party.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go. What they doing?
Yes. It looks so much fun. Okay. It's happening February 12th. Okay. Everyone take notes. So it's Sunday, February 12th from 2 to 7. And it's like a day for women to celebrate with their friends. And here's the best part. Look, I love free tote bags. So the first 100 guests get a free tote bag. But of course, you have to have a proof of ticket because these aren't for free. Attending this market is not for free. Some things are for free, some things aren't.
How much is the tickets?
Tickets are not that bad. It's a $20 entry fee.
$20? What do you get with that $20? Just a free tote?
A free tote bag. You're basically paying for it.
That's what I'm saying. And I bet it's going to be the flimsy one like you get at the festivals or the conventions, right?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Who wants to buy that for $20?
That's true.
Boo on the tote bag, but yay. And the ticket, I'm boo. I don't want to pay to walk around and pay to eat some more food. They don't have no free foods and no champagne or nothing.
No.
Boo.
I'm like trying to find something else for free, but I mean, like, you get to, I guess, connect with different female business owners around the city, which sounds like a lot of fun.
I don't want to talk to them Galentine's Day. When you go to Galentine's Day, we celebrate and we're saying, we don't need no man. Mm. All we have is each other. Girl power. Or if you have a man, this is just a moment to say, girl, I love you.
True.
I love you, girl. Girl, you dope. Why I want to talk about business on Galentine's Day? Boo!
Well, the thing is, it's like they have over 70 women owner vendors that are going to be like leading this market. Like that's the exciting part.
Dina, I have to pay $20 to come in to pay for more stuff. Make it make sense, sis. Make it make sense.
Fair. Okay.
Make it make sense. Boo! Try again.
All right. There's another Galentine's, there's another Galentine's Day pop-up market.
Okay.
Happening at Now or Never. Okay.
Okay.
February 11th. Not bad. Tickets are $5. That's not bad.
That's good. Okay. What do we get for $5?
But are we getting better?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Think about cost of fish. When you say Galentine's, they're mostly women who are single and it's like, okay, I'm not going to stay in the house. Like, that's what Galentine's Day is. So, you know, think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
All of that really does matter.
Yeah.
Okay, so $5, and what do we get?
I mean, you're not getting anything for free, but you will enter a raffle.
Okay.
You know, there's going to be giveaways apparently by each vendor, which sounds like a lot of fun, you know?
Okay, yeah.
You can get a Chewy's gift card for the first 50 guests. That's nice.
I'm there. I'm there. That jalapeno ranch is the truth. I'm on my way.
The best thing in Houston is their jalapeno ranch.
Ranch, baby.
So good. Okay, but see, that's another option for people who don't want to pay the $20 at Post Houston.
Absolutely. Okay, you win. I like that right now. Okay.
Okay.
Another thing that the ladies can do for Galentine's Day is to book a private pole dancing class at Enemy Studios.
Oh.
Yup. My people at Enemy Studios, shout out to Nicole, Donnie, and them. Over at Enemy Studios, they always got a workout class for you. Now, although you're going to be having fun, you're going to be getting an amazing workout. And don't forget about the twerk shops, baby.
That sounds so fun.
It is fun. They teach you how to twerk properly. Listen, although I'm a professional, it's always good to... It's always good to, you know, kind of tighten up on your skills, you know. You got to always be able to, you know, keep them alive.
Facts.
You know, you got to keep your...
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Speaking of keeping things alive, so what if you got to reignite your love life and your romance with your partner? You know, where do you go?
Ooh, so you're going to go to Juliet.
Oh, Juliet.
When I tell you date night at Juliet on a Tuesday night is the most happening place. It's a live band. It's tucked away in the Galleria area. Very, 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 very sexy. Okay? Very sexy. And it's a real nice modern American vibe type of dining, right? It's kind of like, kind of like that Las Vegas, you know, London type of feel there, but it is so nice. And the food is so
I love that.
Good. Oh my gosh. And then they have like all of these wonderful ribeyes and honey truffle chicken, right?
My goodness.
It's just really exquisite. Now that's for, look, fine dining is my portion. That is my love language. You understand me? You want to make me feel good? Girl, kiss me and take me to eat something. I need fine dining. That is my portion.
So I'm assuming, because if anybody wants to go up for Valentine's Day, they'd probably have to call.
Yes, you have to make reservations for Juliet. You have to, but you have to do that on a regular basis. Mm. Another place that you could definitely go is the Warwick. The Warwick is one of the newest, hottest restaurants here in Houston. Black owned, very elevated dining experience. Very, very, very elegant dining experience. Now, they do have a Valentine's night dinner party. Now, that's a dinner party.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, but now you have to make your reservations at the warwickhouston.com, and they're going to have a culmination of love and food with a decadent atmosphere.
Oh, my two favorite things.
Yes. Now I'm going to tell you now, the Warwick is pricey, okay? The Warwick is pricey, but it is worth the wait. Now I'm going to tell the ladies, Galentine's. For my Galentine's lady, y'all need to be at this place.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember when Beyonce said, ladies, leave your man at home? Yeah, this is the one. You know, she said, the club is full of ballers. No, the Warwick is full of ballers.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
And they... And now, on they're going to have a live jazz saxophonist. They got roses for the ladies. Four-course mixed dinner and more.
Oh, my God. Sold. Sold. You had me at four-course dinner. Oh, I love when they do those.
See? Now, do you see where that $20 for a free tote versus...
Yeah, yeah. You got me there.
Okay. You see? I'm trying to tell you. Listen. Now, those are two romantic spots in Houston. If you're trying to keep the love alive and ignite the flame, snuggle up with your baby for those. But yeah,
amazing.
I'm voting for both of those restaurants. They have exquisite menus. I am in love.
Love it. Okay, so what if, pretend you're like me, you got a new little baby in your life. You really don't trust anyone to leave your baby with them. Where can you go? What's like a baby-friendly place that still doesn't, like, it's not your typical, like, fast food spot, you know, or whatever it is, a chain. Something that still kind of makes it feel like it's a special night out.
So you might want to go to this restaurant that I've just frequented called Abuzi. Now, Abuzi is a little bougie, but it's an open French-style restaurant to where it doesn't have, like, the dark lighting or anything. It's an open type of restaurant. And so your baby would fit in well here. Now, it is fine dining, but it is a comfortable atmosphere to where you don't feel like your baby is ruining someone else's meal or anything. So it's really dope. And I really liked it when I went there and I really enjoyed the food. But it's the open table seating and the concept that would make any new mother feel welcome there. And you're still getting your little bougie food as well.
I love that. Oh my gosh, I love it. I know we've given people so much, so many options. Where are you doing?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't do Valentine's.
Me either. Oh my God, high five, snaps. I am with you finally. I found my people.
I don't do Valentine's. And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why. because it's cheesy, it's lame. I mean, I've got a long list.
No, it's not because of that, because it's like, you love me, right? Mm-hmm. Why you got to wait to this one day to tell me you love me? Mm-hmm. Or why you have to wait to this one day? It's Valentine's every day where I'm from, right? Yep. And if we're not making Valentine's Day every day, then we don't have to really subject ourselves to this one day that is special set aside for love. Now, I will tell you, we will do something. And y'all know I am a stickler for meaningful gifts and things. Now, I am going to create my husband some handcrafted gifts because he knows arts and crafts is not my portion. It is not my ministry. Mm-hmm. That is not something that I do. But I'm going to do something to show him like, yo, I thought about you and this is for you. Now, I am going to Chocolates Dip by Lisa and order it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Some chocolate covered strawberries and do grown-up things. But I think I'm going to also buy my son a gift because he just keeps saying, Happy Valentine's Day, Mom. And so I want to show him just this affection of love. You know, we love each other so much, but I don't really get into it like that because it causes so much pressure and insecurity in the relationship, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That same reason. I'm like, we don't need to set aside one day in a year.
One day.
To celebrate our love for one another. We do small acts every day.
Yes, yes,
That's to me more meaningful.
I agree. And here recently, I'm getting into acts of service. Mm. That was never my love language. Oh. It's still not at the top, but it's like number three, because that's how my husband receives love is acts of service. Oh. And so I've really started to get into it because I'm really starting to see how I appreciate the little things that he does and I do for him, how he reacts to it. It's like, oh, this is nice. So I think if you're like us, myself and Dina, focus on the things that matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You may not go out and do the big things or the flowers to the job or all of the above, but do something small and meaningful, impactful. Mm-hmm. Those are things that your spouse or your mate will remember forever.
And intimate. It doesn't have to be something that everybody is in on. It could just be something that's between the two of you.
I agree. And you know, with this world, with social media, it's so exposing so many things. We overshare so many things.
Overshare.
Yeah. I'm really finding, as public as I am, there's things that I want to keep to myself. And you're right. I don't want no.
Exactly.
They don't need to know what my husband about me, child.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's literally the best way to live.
Agreed.
This was so much fun, Aunt Trishelle. Never a dull moment, child. As always.
Never.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
That was our culture contributor, Aunt Rochelle Dorsey. Now, Carly, what is going on around Houston today?
Hey, Dina. A new winery has opened its doors today in Missouri City, but this one is rare. Wine Vibes is a micro winery owned and operated by three Black women, which is hard to find since although there's 11,000 wineries in the U.S., less than 100 are Black owned and even fewer are women owned. This winery is super cool and ready for business since it already has 5,000 bottles ready to pour and sell. On top of that, they have food and live music for your enjoyment. They'll even have some classes for people who want to learn more about wine. So, if you're looking for a new spot to relax and unwind, you should check this place out.
That's all I got for y'all today on CityCast Houston. Thank you for listening. If you love our show and you love what we bring you, I challenge you to tell the person that's checking out your groceries about the show. Anyway, that's it. Peace out. Bye.
Y'all enjoy y'all Valentine's Day, a day of love for everyone. Grab your Galentine or your Valentine and let's have some love.
I love that. I wish I had like any sort of rhythm. I would have been like, yeah, yeah, on beat or something. Like I would have given you a beat, but I got nothing. Not a bone in my body can do any of that.
That's all right. I wish I would have had my tambourine so I could have had a little something for you. But hey, you know, listen, that was just spur of the moment. Thanks, Dina.
Thanks, Aunt Trishelle.